Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. Welcome to day 1 of season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk. No memory work today. I want you to just soak in the words of Psalm 130 and learn a bit about the words at the top, Psalm of Ascent. Now, every ancient Jewish woman knew this song was written to be done while she was walking. Those words, Psalm of Ascent, appear at the beginning of each of Psalms 120 through 134. The original writers included these words as instructions. These 15 psalms were written to be sung by Jewish pilgrims as they traveled to Jerusalem for the 3 annual pilgrimage feasts, including Passover. So imagine with me a dusty road beneath your feet as you join a stream of fellow travelers all headed toward the holy city. Their goal is to go to the temple where the presence of God was waiting for them. Families walk together. Children dart in and out of the crowd. Step after step, you climb, because Jerusalem is always up. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life that my sin made me feel like it was an uphill climb to the presence of Jesus. That's why this Holy Girl Walk is so sacred to me, this one in particular, Psalm 130. 25 years ago, I was paralyzed by guilt from past sin, and it impaired my emotions and created significant relationship barriers in my life. Shame held the keys. I felt like an imposter in church. I believed I didn't belong. Now, I know I was not alone. Many of us cannot fathom that the God who died for us truly forgives our sins. We believe he forgives. Oh yeah, we're certain he forgives others. But so often there's that one sin that whispers to us that we are the unredeemable, and we live like it. Thankfully, God converged many things in my life to bring healing to my heart and mind, not to mention my theology. And one of his tools was Psalm 130. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you, there is forgiveness. The truth called out to my hiding heart. The words began to reshape what I believed about my sin, about my God, about myself. They became part of my Savior's arsenal of weaponry to win the war for my soul, to release me from despair, to true freedom in Christ. Yeah, this one's personal for me. The words of Psalm 130 set me free, and I am intent on using them to unleash healing in your life. But back to those Jewish women making the climb to Jerusalem. The air is filled with the bleating of lambs. Passover meal is near. Soon your family's pure, spotless lamb will be sacrificed. Blood poured out, reminding you of the night God rescued his people from slavery. This is a whisper of the gospel of our dear Savior Jesus right here. Because those tired, weary women who were climbing the hill of ascent as they sang this song were surrounded by pure, spotless lambs to be sacrificed for their freedom story so they could enter into the presence of God. But we look back. We look back and we see Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the sacrifice that makes your freedom story and mine possible. He is the reason we can stand in the presence of God. Do you believe it? Or are you weighed down by sin? Today, we'll begin our Holy Girl Walk by meditating on the whole chapter of Psalm 130. You might listen to the episode where I just read it over you. And let me tell you this for sure. If you can believe what we'll study and memorize in the next 16 days, your hard climb out of the pit of shame will come to an end. It happened for me. Soak in Psalm 130 today as you walk, my friend. Before you go each day, I may offer a word about the benefits of walking or tell you about some other things. You could be asking, why not just memorize and meditate while you sit? Well, we're going for whole body, mind, and spirit wellness with the Holy Girl Walk. Regular physical activity can reduce guilt and improve mental well-being, especially when exercise is seen as a joy not an obligation. Drinking water also produces a sense of peace in you when your body doesn't have to work to tell you, please drink, please drink. That can sometimes feel like anxiety. So go for the trifecta of wellness in this Holy Girl Walk season: scripture, movement, and hydration. And remember, you can grab a copy of Forgiven and Free, a 16-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 130 at my websites, danagresh.com or mytrugirl.com. During the month of November, it's available as a thank you gift for a donation of $25 or more. Happy walking, friend.